North Carolina House lawmakers have introduced a package of tax incentives designed to lure more businesses to the state. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The bill replenishes the state's main fund to offer tax breaks to businesses. It adds more than $20 million immediately. Governor Pat McCrory has said he needs that money to attract businesses currently considering a move. But lawmakers and advocacy groups on both sides of the ideological spectrum have questioned the program's effectiveness. Bill's sponsor, Representative Charles Jeter, says it's a necessary evil.
You know, in a perfect world, there would be no incentives. We don't live in a perfect world. We live in a world where other states, particularly our border states, are doing incentives. So we can sit here and be right on the ideological issue that we should not do incentives, and we can watch all these other states that will do them, and we can be left out in the cold.
Under the bill, North Carolina can continue striking deals through 2020, giving no more than $15 million each year. The bill also extends a $2.5 million cap on sales taxes that airlines pay for jet fuel, a major priority for American Airlines. It exempts new data centers from the sales tax, and it cuts how much taxes large manufacturing facilities will pay for personnel. Jeter says he expects the legislation to move through committee and pass the House next week. Not in the bill is a measure to help small businesses raise money by crowdfunding. Jeter says it was too complicated, but will still be introduced on its own. Nor does it include extension of the historic preservation tax credit, which local governments and McCrory have pushed for. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.